Well, good middle evening for wherever you are in the whole bloody universe. I am your host, Paul Bloody Ma. That's like my real name. That's especially Paul Mel. I'm also here with my co-host, Chili. How are you doing, Chili?
I am not bad. How about you?
I'm refreshed and tired all at the same time.
That sounds sleepy.
I don't know how to do a function.
So you had a nap, and that's the thing, that's your problem.
Yeah, I had an hour and a half nap, and I was like, well.
That's a long nap. That's almost like a night of sleeping.
Almost a night of sleeping.
So how has your week been?
It's been okay. Honestly, we've done a lot this weekend, didn't we? We've both streamed.
Yeah.
We've both done a lot of stuff.
We sure
mainly
have.
Because you've been busy with other stuff, because, you know, work Real is life. A bitch. And, you know.
Yeah. I'll be streaming more tomorrow on Moogle Go Around Radio. Go check us out at twitch.tv says Moogle Go Around Radio.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping they're watching, because we're live right now.
Well, you know, it's recorded, right, so they'll hear it in the future also.
We do also have a special guest. He is a guy that we've had on probably more times than we can probably count, because I'm not going back through all the episodes. It is Flatus from Maelstrom Radio. How are you doing, Flatus?
I'm doing pretty good, Paul. Happy to be here.
Welcome, guest.
Hi, y'all. It's me, your boy.
How have you been?
Hey there. Well, you know. Hanging out with demons.
The demons.
Demons. From Final Fantasy 15.
Well, you know, this crossover's still going on, so there's still some demons in 14.
Demons. I'm doing pretty good. You know, been a while since Maelstrom Radio's done anything. That's not true. I shouldn't say that. We've done, did some stuff. Did a thing.
Is anyone getting a lot of static from...
It sounds like he's like it crinkles at the end. Like he's... Yeah. You know, he talks and then he's like, he got like a bag of like chips. And then he's like, you good, bro? He's like,
is it better now?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Alright.
Okay. We've got Susan in our chat. Twitch.tv says Moogle Go Around Radio, who is officially our first VIP. She has a little diamond next to her name.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Like a diamond. So, yeah, congratulations, Susan, for being our first VIP.
Simone.
Congratulations, Susu.
don't worry.
Thanks, Susie.
Don't worry, Flash. You'll probably be our second VIP.
Oh, I'm a VIP in everybody's heart.
So, Flash, we've been, obviously, I think everyone's been adjustly waiting. Is there ever going to be a Maelstrom Radio about gaming, obviously, because I know you've been doing a whole lot with people in their personal stories with depression and mental illnesses and all that stuff.
Which everyone should go check out, by the way. It's an incredible show.
I was on there.
Dylan was on there. Sarah was on there. Wanderer Sapaku was on there. Emmy.
And just regular players of the game that have no content creation under their bosses. Talk to me.
It's back again, by the way.
No, I don't know why.
Is it your soundboard? Because last time, effect takes you haven't used it in ages.
Maybe. Hold on. You guys keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, talking about obviously the mental illness side of Maelstrom Radio, where they've been kind of bringing that to life. There's also, we're both obviously both for Rogue Grant and Maelstrom Radio, and a bunch of other content creators are in a charity month this month for mental illnesses, for to write love on her arm. It was a web, well, it's a website. It's a, I think it's an American website, so I don't think we actually get it here in the UK. But obviously, we like to obviously help our friends over in the pond, over across the pond, because, you know, who doesn't? And we're helping them throughout all this month. Me and Chili will be streaming a lot more. We finally got Chili up and running with the Moogle Go Round stream stuff. So
yep, I have the password at last.
At last.
I know, it finally worked.
Oh, fucking, that went iTunes, or you just couldn't log on, and I was anywhere to log on, that I'm still trying to work on. So I'm sorry with all the people that do watch on iTunes. If you're watching from another source, thank you. If not, we will try. I have been trying. If not, we're just going to have to delete Moogle Around and just make a new one at that point. Hi.
Hello, welcome back.
Also, if you do want to know more about the charity, we'll be talking about the charity work a whole lot more and how that's going to affect a lot of Moogle Around stuff, because obviously we're going to be streaming like a lot more for charity. And also on the 29th of this month, May, 29th of May, I will be doing a 24-hour live stream to raise money. And also it'll be my birthday, so we'll be like drinking and like playing games. So
also on our next show, we'll actually have the one of the hosts of the Sea Chocobos on our show. So walk.
The host or the team captain?
Well, team captain.
Okay, team captain. Yeah, so if you want to know more about that, there are links above the Twitch channel. For all you guys who watch from Podbean or something, I think she'd like post links there.
Yeah, I'll link them there.
They're all there. You can either obviously donate, it'll be much appreciated, or you can spread the word. Spread the word help as well.
Yeah.
And also, the people who we're working with, they do a RP Blitzball, Method of Madness. And the thing is called A Score for a Cause. That's the whole thing we're doing. So I've been playing a lot more PvP because, you know, we hear Blitzball, you think, oh, it's PvP. It's like, you know, player plus player.
Yeah.
And also, Maelstrom Radio is also a part of that. We do the Sea Chocobos, and there's just the Limbs Abyss, right?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Is it the Limbs Abyss that you're supporting?
I support the Limbs of Lemons of Black Abyss.
The metalist group out there.
The most metal motherfucking group.
But they're no seagulls.
Last year it was the all-girl team called the Buccaneers. Now it's the Black Abyss.
Yeah, I saw someone sad that there was they weren't there this year, because there was a role-playing event last night on Beaumont. And I saw some people that were sad that about the fact that there was no Buccaneers. I also got attacked by a cat. So
to be fair, the Buccaneers did. They mutinied the team last year, took over, and then so they're kind of in jail.
Ah, okay. What shames.
I mean, I still sponsor them because it's the all-girl team.
We won't be talking that much of Final Fantasy 14 because obviously there's not much content from obviously Square Enix yet, because they'll be coming, and I think it's like the 24th.
24th. 24th. But there was an interview recently on Polygon that covered a couple of things. Such as, now that Stormblood is finally over, did you learn anything about the player base over the course of the expansion? Did they react to reveals and new mechanics the way you expected?
I really wanted them to say, yeah, they're all fucking needy bitches.
Yoshi responded with, our players have already greatly surpassed our expectations in many ways. They've taken the world of Fantasy 14 in as something that is both perpetual and natural. The reason I say it in this way is that players from around the world not only play the content we create, but also organize events and roleplay on their own. This is why I thought this question would fit in right now with the topic we're talking about, because that's what we're doing. One could say that many are taking residence in the world of Fantasy 14, which is changing what we need to provide. It is no longer just about creating content, but also simply providing a space to play within. I believe this is both a very strong and positive outcome for an MMORPG's reaction towards battle mechanics and other specifics, a very small factor in comparison to this bigger picture. So sharp about asking for invites. Only 1% of people are going to do it. Now go roleplay the ultimate fights. That's my fun.
No! I want to do the ultimate fights. How dare you tell me how to play my game? You don't hate my show.
But do you do the ultimate fights?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been trying, yeah.
Holy shit, Chili's lack of confidence in you is like, really? Are you doing it? Seriously? Holy shit, man. Damn, yeah. Paul, he just fucking punched you in the dick.
Back to WoW and Soul Tour, I go then. Final Fantasy, yeah. Have no place for me.
Chili's like, good screw.
Look, I don't do ultimate either. I couldn't do ultimate. There's no way I could do ultimate with my ping on NA servers.
Well, I can't eat you. I'm a good ping. So I'm fine. That's why I do it.
Chili's over there like, look at my big dick ping.
Oh, that's the opposite of what you need for a ping. You need tiny dick ping. Whip up my tiny dick ping.
Well, that's not a hashtag later. I don't know. Hashtag whip out my tiny dick ping.
What if the reason they introduced diving in Storm's Blood was to add Blitzborn Shadowbringers, then it'll be more content that we can play, honestly. More content is more, you know, good stuff, you know. I don't know if it'll be PvP, it'll be sports, but it, you know, it'd be great, you know. You'd be like, it'd be like Gridania versus Maelstrom, or, you know, Uda versus fucking Gridania, it'd be great.
Even if they just tied it with Gold Saucer. That would be a good way to do it.
I think it would still be fun, because it would be like, yeah. They're adding, like, sport into the game. It would be great.
We all know that the mini game we need next, though, is the snowboarding mini game.
Yeah.
Yes. As long as it's not on rails, I chuck them.
Oh, no. That's the worst. I mean, that chocobo stuff is just horrendous. I don't know about you guys, but I always lag in it.
It needs to be, like, SSX tricky, right? Like, any... where it's big air, big music.
Oh, watch it. Then get, watch it, Ubisoft that did, you know, that recent Steep Gaming to do the chocobo stuff. No, do the snowboarding.
Steep was amazing. I like Steep.
We need the makers of Neversoft to come back and make Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
But only every character is now a Lalafell.
Yeah.
Or Rogadon.
One of my super cool moves is where I kick the board away and I grab a Lalafell and do 900 off of vert.
This is cool. The 720 kick potato.
Yeah, potato flip.
Kick potato, pop.
The inverted potato flip.
The potato split.
The potato split? Well, they just did a fucking split!
The potato split. It's a potato split, like, where you bust open a baked potato and then put, like, whipped cream.
What happens if... it just sounds like the Lala relationship, like, how they split off is just,
Potato split.
Are you comparing Lalafells to, like, sea sponges where they, like, just grow, they bud and grow out? Like, that's how they mate? Like, yep. Just sexual? They just, like, well, I just grow more of me on myself and just pop them off.
Yeah.
There goes another me.
That's why there's so many in the world.
That's why there's so many Chilies. He just buds another one.
You got go. Chili Senju, Chili Rose Swinging. What was my Chili Summit on Hyperion? Because I named myself up Chili Starling. Mm-hmm. And Sausage McContent.
Sausage McContent. He's the black sheep of the content, the Chili family. I'm gonna name you. You're not gonna get me anything, Pops. I'm Sasha McConaughey. Later, dude.
That's like a really rebellious version of chili.
Yeah, sausage.
I'm so happy that in, like, 30 seconds at being the Balmung event where people started RPing with me, I made a backstory for Sausage McContent. And I still remember it even after the event, so it was that good of a backstory.
I still remember it after the event because it's that good. I would love you if you forgot your backstory. I made a backstory, but I forgot my backstory.
Okay.
That's how I would do it.
Paul, would you like to know the backstory of Sausage McContent?
Yes, I think we'd all like to hear this.
Okay. His parents were really, really hungry when they gave birth to him, so they named him after sausages. Their second name is McContent. The family disowned them for naming their kid after a food, so they were poor. And when he went to school, everyone would bully him and call him Sausage and Chips. McChip, sorry. Because, you know, he's a Lalafell, so therefore he's a potato. Now he owns a successful sand mining business.
Oh, sand mining, okay.
And he gave a bag of kitty litter to a kitty cat at the house in Raid, at the Balmung event last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Master Radio event. Go check Master Radio this Saturday. Pretty sure he's the Master Radio.
Yeah.
That's Sausage McContent's backstory. He is the best. That being the worst. So, yeah, it's a dead time right now for content. Yeah. It sure is. Oh, how about another question? The raid bosses from 2.0 and 3.0 introduced new mechanics that kept you on your toes for most of the battles. But the bosses in 4.0 raids like Kefka and Final Mega often use mechanics in the second half of the fight that were present and or similar in the first. Will the Eden raid in 5.0 be more similar in design to the earlier raids or closer to the 4.0 raids? He responds with, we don't necessarily create raids that fall under some kind of overarching rule set we have in place. It's actually based more so on preference. If the content designer is in charge of creating each of the raids, the examples you provided, Kefka and Final Mega, were both handed by the same person, so you might see some similarities between them. Basically, he's talked about, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's based on who's making it. Though the person who made Catherine Falamaker is working on the new Eden raid as well, so probably going to see some mechanics from those.
Cool, I'm hoping it's just going to be a giant Bellsprout. Because I don't know what the hell Eden is, because I don't play Final Fantasy games, so I only play 13.
Do you want to cover it, Flash, do you know?
I hope it's a Weeping Bell. That one looks like it's not great.
Well, it'll fucking go up in tears. It'll be like, Bellsprout, and you have fucking Weeping Bell.
Yeah.
Then you have Victory Bell.
Yeah, then you have the last tears. Like, oh, hell yeah. So Final Fantasy, was it Eden?
Yeah, it's... Eden was from Final Fantasy VIII. Okay. Yeah.
He's a summon.
Yeah, essentially, Eden was a giant ass like saucer disc.
Yeah,
Eden is the guardian force in Final Fantasy. Is the ultimate summon. Is it okay? It's the game's ultimate summon. Draws from the power of the optional boss. Bonus turn. Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. Power of summons is able to break the damage limit. Oh, we're gonna die then. Eden takes 1,000 XP to level up. Cool.
Yeah, no. Eden's some serious. Like, I remember summoning Eden. Summoning Eden is, like, no joke. Like, it, like, turns your TV weird and shit. It's, like, coming through, like, the space time continuum and shit.
It fucking looks like a pen.
No, it's kind of like a spaceship almost.
And
it's hard to explain.
It would take it literally forever engulfs, to summon as well.
It engulfs the whole screen.
Yeah.
And then it shoots like a BDE laser. Like it fucks things up. It literally fucks things up. the summon was amazing. Like, it was one of those great summons that you watched. And it, you know, remember, like, old Final Fantasy games where summons took, like, 87 years? Aww. I don't know why.
But yeah, and you had to press square to boost it, right? If I'm right, there was a boost command with square, and if you spammed it, it would increase the damage of it.
There was a, I'm gonna just turn down that. There was a boost mechanic, and I remember slapping square like it was nobody's business.
Yeah.
It somehow got worse.
Yeah.
You turn it down, and it somehow got worse.
Did it?
Yeah.
Whoa, it was like doing it every second you were talking.
Is that better?
Or you need to talk?
You need to say more than one word.
Okay. Hi, my name's Flatus, and my static is not great. I don't know what happened.
It's like when you peek, it causes the static.
Okay, so only when I'm peeking.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do...
Is he peeking all the time? Though?
I'm looking at my meter, and it's not peeking on my meter.
Well, it's just like certain like ends of like the end of sentences seems to be like end of words and stuff.
Like big words.
Not even then. That's really small. Yeah. It still did it.
No, move around technical stuff in our podcast.
No, man. So I'm like looking at Eden. It's like, how are they going to make this into a raid? Are we going to go in Eden, or is like Eden going to definitely obviously be like the final boss?
Well, it looks like it, that's still what's causing the thing to grow. So I think we're helping it.
Hi.
So are we? So Eden was a seed, and now we're helping it grow by destroying other enemies to give it its life force, and then.
Well, no, I think Eden's the thing that's like growing that seed. Because remember, there's a light pillar on the seed.
1,000 XP, it grows into the full Eden, and then we just fire the end of.
Well, there won't be anything to do with XP. That's just how that. Because the summon's leveled up in 8.
Yeah. I'm looking at this. It looks. No, why would I?
We can't always take some. Like, I wouldn't take the representation of 8 as, like, what they're going to use. I have a feeling that they're going to use the idea of growing.
Yeah.
The boss, the end boss, like the big thing. So, you know, and I have a feeling that boss is somehow going to play like I'm going to bring darkness back to the world.
All I know is that I'm going to be playing Gunbreaker as a bunny, and I don't actually give a shit. I will be fighting anything, and I would not give a shit.
I didn't add male bunnies that are small and cute, so I'm going to stay as a larval. One of my big chungus bunnies.
Big chungus. Hell yeah, dude. Big chungus.
Big chungus bunnies. I like how Dancer is the only job that's going to have a weapon you can eat.
You go, no!
No, don't like it. Well, thank you. It was nice having Flatus on here, but...
Yeah, but now you got to fucking go, you shitty mic. Get the fuck out of here. Don't you start shit.
I just restarted my thing again.
It hasn't changed at all. It literally fixed for a little bit, but...
I may need to restart my computer. I don't want to do that mid-show.
No.
I mean, you guys can handle it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... You should...
What?
Sorry.
Professionalism!
It started talking about big chungas and my fucking brain fucking went.
You like them big? You like them big and chunky?
Big chungus dancers.
Mm-hmm. Paul's backed up by the big Paul and the big chungus dancers.
I can't wait to see big ass fucking like Rogan and Menas dancers. Honestly,
my Lalapa's gonna be the cutest dancer.
What is it? We have a plan. Ready for Shadowbringers. So we've got 24 hours. We'll do a stream of leveling Gunbreaker and doing the story of my main. And then we're going to switch over to my alt where we're going to play Monk. Because we're actually thinking about playing Monk because I was actually enjoying playing
Monk. Monk is cool. If you need tips, remember I am okay at Monk.
I know. And that's why I began because I don't know what the fucking opener is. I know that I've got rotations. So. And also, then we got fucking Lumble Booble that we've also got fucking level as well. We've got three characters, we've got a level. So we have Bunny Gunnery, we have fucking Paul Aggro, and then we have fucking Little Bobby Ball.
See, I just have, Chili Rose Swinging and Chili Senju.
So you're not leveling the one that we're going to, raid with fucking Mioni and Tyru 2E?
Well, I will, but that's going to have to be last because, yeah. I'm raiding I'm raiding with Pete on Gilgamesh.
What Pete?
Vegan Pete from She Heals I Tank.
Oh, so what, you'll be leaving our group? Because he does Tuesdays and Thursdays, right?
Yeah. Okay, at least so if I'm in, that is. We've got to see. I still don't know yet. So, but I'll be raiding with him, and then I'll be, raiding on my main character if I get a static again.
What happened to your other static?
They're disbanded.
Are they? Why?
Real life stuff. A lot of them have stuff like this going on, so.
Yeah. So what, they're not coming for Shadowbringers?
Oh, they're getting Shadowbringers, but they don't know if they can set a specific time on when they can play, so.
Okay. Also, we have lost Flatus right now. I don't think he's trying to fix his bike.
Oh, he's restarting his PC.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh. There we go.
Yeah.
Lost my train of thought. Well, I've obviously got my main.
We've got Kane watching us right now. Hey, Kane.
We have 8 people watching us right now.
Yeah. By the way, for those that are watching right now, if you do get friends, if we get to 10 watching and have 10 people talking, we'll get a second VIP slot. So, Yeah.
We fucking lost one, we ain't doing this amount.
And two gone now.
Oh, no!
I was too busy whoring. Anyway, man, I want to talk about the game because we've been really good about talking about the game, but the problem is that there's not much to say. Yay, gamer.
There is not much doing in the game right now. Like, a lot of people right now are fucking in Eureka. Yeah. Most of my stack is literally in Eureka, doing Eureka stuff, and I'm sitting there I'm playing another game.
My static tomorrow is going to be doing more doggos. Either doggos, A12S, or maps. I must admit, I did have fun on our doggo run Tuesday, I think it was. We decided, because we were doing such an easy one, Syria.
Yeah.
That for lols, we're just going to pad our white mage's DPS. To see how high we get our white mage.
How high can the white mage go?
8.1.
8.1? Nice.
That was during ad phase, of course.
Obviously,
But on the normal enemies, she got to 4.5. So, and then it dropped down to an average of 4.1, which meant she was at 99 percentile for white mage.
Nice.
Which, if we had a ninja, she would have been able to get higher, but we didn't. So, yeah.
So I know, obviously, we've got the news coming up very soon.
The 24th.
Couple of weeks about classes and what they're taking away and all that.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're gonna be doing a show before that. It'll be on the 23rd.
Unless you want to move to the 25th.
I know, because we have been thinking, aren't we? We're having.
Well, I can talk to them.
We could wait and get his point of view.
Yeah.
As well.
We also have another guest in June. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've talked Mioni into being on the show again early June. So.
That means I can take a day off because Chili Mioni. They can talk.
Yes, we can. I'm sorry.
I know it's fucking good content. I can just sit here and be like, I can add in a couple of things here and there.
Because not long after that, it's going to be starting to hype up the Shadowbringers. Because it'll be just after our next show that, in 4 shows' time, that we'll be starting just before early access.
Holy shit, yeah. And then we're both going to be streaming, obviously, on the 28th when it all comes out.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be streaming for like a week. Well, at least I am, because I've got gear and shit.
Yeah.
Gear, like so many characters, I level so many characters.
For me, I don't know if I'll be streaming as much as you, because I also have to balance that and doing work. So.
Yeah, because I took a month off from work for it, because I am a diehard when it comes to MMOs. It's the only games I kind of play. I was having a talk with some of my friends over at EU, and they're talking about, I'm really looking forward to this game. Like, I'm really interested in expansions, and like E3, that's literally it. And like, was it like the new Star Wars game? That's the only stuff I'm interested in, and Dragon Age content.
Borderlands 3 for me as well. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, Borderlands 3 does look good. And welcome back, Flutters. You have just rejoined the Discord. How are you doing?
Welcome back.
I hope I sound better.
You do. A lot better. Good.
It's all it needed was a little love.
All you need is love.
Do you need is love? Yeah.
Now, look, we've lost even more viewers.
Yeah.
We peaked at 8 and now we're at 3.
We don't really give a shit about... We literally meme when it comes to viewership of moving around, because we are literally just doing this for fun. We are not like, I must keep looking at the numbers. Well, I kind of have to, because it's on my second screen. That's what chat is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it because I've got my chat.
Hi, chat.
By the way, I'm going to be sending out some stickers and stuff to Flatus at the end of the month. If anyone else wants some, please contact me. I'll be giving them more away. So, yeah. I will have some coasters to give away. Stickers. Bumper stickers. So, if you want some Moogle Girl Run merch, I don't charge because I'm weird.
I was going to say Moogle's a fucking your wife.
You what?
Great. Good moogly morning.
Good moogly morning.
Yeah, I say that a lot because I think it's cool. Moogly evening or evening, wherever you are in the universe.
Have we started the podcast again? Have I gone back in time?
What happened?
So fuck, I fucking say it when I join Discord sometimes.
Have I time skipped again? I've had the issue of that before.
Oh no, I'm gonna have to talk about this on Saturday.
What's that?
Saturday.
I forgot that in in Warhammer Blood Bowl 2, they gave orcs their own cheerleaders.
Okay.
And they're female orcs. And they're essentially topless, except for the dangly bits that hang off their nipples, which are just...
Family-friendly.
The tassels!
They're mace tassels.
Wow.
Lethal weapons, boys. They're lethal. They're some lethal tits. Jesus Christ.
Orcs. Damn, no floating devices.
Shake them cankers, girls. Get out there and shake them weapons.
There's a fucking cleanup crew right there.
But yeah.
Cheerleaders and bouncers all in one.
Mm-hmm. That does sound like something that Sausage Content would enjoy.
That's scam.
Sausage. Content.
So,
me and Chili are getting married soon.
Yeah.
So,
hashtag tubes.
Hashtag tubes. If any of you want to come join, it'll be obviously over on the Gilgamesh server.
Well, as long as you're on the Aether server, that's what that matters, because you can switch.
Okay, or Aether.
Well, no, you have to be on Gilgamesh because you can't jump. You can't world visit a wedding, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
But just make a character and get on out there.
Yeah, and join Umber FC, the best FC in Gilgamesh.
Yeah, I'm just going to shove invites into like the FC chest. Say, come get it.
Tell me, yes.
I'm not getting around giving them out. I'm like, deep dive for that shit.
Don't worry, I'll hand them out. Paul, I might just pay some money in for both of us because, yeah. Nah. I ain't going for that such a basic bitch wedding.
Well, I am a basic bitch.
No, Paul. You married. I love Chili. He's like, no. I'm not going for a basic bitch wedding.
Look, no, I'm not talking I'm going to pay for both of us for the expensive package, but I'm going to pay for basic package just because I actually want to fucking...
change shit up?
Yeah.
I don't really give us much options, does it?
On the free one, it literally is like, what options would you like? Oh, music. That's your choice. That is ill.
That is all.
I want fucking everything.
I'll have a look. I'll have a look, see how much money I'll have. I might have some money left over from this week, maybe.
I'll just pay, it's fine. I don't care. I just I will pay for the wedding. But I get to carry the bouquet.
Yeah, well, I thought we were already discussed that.
Look, I just want to confirm this, because I like carrying the bouquet.
He wants... Chili's like, I want to, like, sit. He's like, I'm locking in my ass in that fucking bouquet.
Just because when I throw the bouquet, I just want everyone to panic because I'm so short and they can't reach anyway.
Dive.
Dive. Collapse on the floor for the bouquet. Also, I wonder if it'll be like every other wedding I've been to and hosted, if everyone just gets naked at the end. I'm going to go with yes. Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I've been married twice on Ultros to the same person because you got the wedding and they added the anniversary system. At both times she insisted that everyone got naked for the wedding photo. That's why she's the best waifu.
You can't make it. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I'm not going to say about anything else about that night because, you know.
Oh.
Lala first had their secrets.
Oh no.
We have our secrets. No. There's a reason why there's so many chilies.
I don't know what that means.
We sprouted off.
That's when the sprouting began.
Oh no.
No, you know, it's going to be an interesting wedding night with me and Paul.
Sprout me harder, daddy.
Ah!
The problem is, though, you know, my Lalafell can't reach the meat.
Yep. I
legit. Doom Bowl doesn't strike me as a. Can I say food on Twitch? Is that. Can I say that? I said it, so I guess.
No, I thought you said chicks with dicks, you were what?
Did you just say chips and dicks?
Yeah, chips and dicks. It's like fish and chips, but...
To be fair, that's just a sausage and chips.
Yeah.
Can I have a bad dick and chips?
Oh.
With gravy.
Gotta have the gravy. Gotta have it. Can't not have it.
Well, yeah, I love gravy with my chips. It's lovely. You know, the tradition.
Actually,
it's like if you go to fish and chip shop, it's often, you know, you normally get curry sauce as well.
Yeah, I have curry sauce in mine.
Yeah. Just like when you go to a takeaway, you get cheesy chips. And that weird spice that nobody knows what it actually is, not even the people that own the shops. It's just chip spice. Nobody knows what it is. It tastes so good, it's probably just like cocaine, but still. Dyed cocaine.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Well, that tasty cocaine.
Well, you know, once you've eaten some chips with chip spice, you want to go back and buy more, so. It's just dyed cocaine.
I'm hungry now. I've got a curry in the fridge.
Apple slices next to me.
Guess what I'm going after?
Curries.
I'm going to go fucking make me a curry.
Are you all... Are you hungry yet, Pete? Okay, Flatters.
Well, I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, you haven't had dinner yet, have you?
No, he did, poor. Didn't he?
I did have dinner, yeah.
What did you have? Tell us.
I had pork chops.
Ooh.
Veggies.
Was it low salt? Was it low fat?
Was it what?
Because I know you've been trying to watch your weight and stuff, you know?
It's keto friendly.
I will nod at that.
Yeah, this nod is like the made up thing that America.
No, it's a pretty well known diet. I just
not for me, ain't.
I don't. If you want one, I did.
Burn it off.
I did. That's cold. All you gotta do. I had cold chicken with rice. That was nice.
I had burgers and chips.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Keto friendly. I made it for my family. My dad and my sister really like my burgers. So
nice. I've been buying the cheap burgers from Sainsbury's because they've been really nice.
So. Yeah, I got mine from Iceland.
Nice.
I like Iceland. Went out and did some shopping. I got Marston & Burger buns. We have two different types of burger buns because my sister really likes the brioche buns. So yeah. Do I. My dad just likes the regular buns, so I had to get the regular buns.
Food time with Moogle go around.
It really annoys me because, like, the normal buns, they never come in just packs of four. They always come in, like, fucking six packs. I'm like, fucking
white. Fair, I just use them for sandwiches.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's
just bread. So, it's like I bought muffins by accident, and I've been using those for the bread buns. Actually quite nice. So,
muffins.
Muffin button.
I fucking love muffins. And then, was it today's Friday? For the EU peeps, it's Friday. And I get a takeaway. So I'm happy. I get a takeaway today. Probably give me some fried chicken. And I also, as you're going to be obviously taking the reins tomorrow for streaming, I'm going to be doing D&D with a couple of my mates.
So. That's cool.
Yeah,
I'll be streaming Ninja on EU servers, probably.
Ninja.
Like a ninja. Questing for the very first time.
This weekend, I'm going to be watching Detective Pikachu.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Because my sister want me to go out more. So I'm like, okay, but pictures is better.
I want to go, but it depends on money. It's so expensive. Are you going to go see it, Paul? I mean, yeah. Pete, sorry.
Detective Pikachu? I mean, I don't want to be that old guy that goes to the kids' movie by himself.
I'm going to be that guy, so.
Yeah, but... I mean,
in fact, I felt even older last time I went to the cinema because I went to see Avengers on my own. And I got there like an hour early. And ended up cleaning the cinema with the staff.
Why?
Because I'm bored.
It's their job, Chili. They're supposed to feel bad if that's what they get paid to do.
But I felt bad because they like started talking about how old, what their plans are, and they're like, "Oh, it's my birthday soon." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." How old are they? Like, we're 17, and I'm sat here thinking, "Oh my god, I'm old enough to be your parents."
What? No, you're not.
I am.
Chili, how old are you?
I'm 32.
How could you be that? That means you would have
been 17. Them,
like... Yeah, 17. They're turning 17. That would be technically.
He would have them in his 20s, early 20s.
Well, no, I'd be 16, which is a legal age in England.
Yeah, okay.
16 is the legal age for consent in England.
Would it be 17?
Yeah.
What's that? 17 minus.
Y'all's crazier.
Fuck off. Look at you, your fucking teen moms over in America. Like, damn.
Listen, just because there's some girls out there that made bad choices with some dummies, got it on a TV show, doesn't mean that's all of America.
But no. My nan was 14 when she had her first kid. And my mum was 15.
Chili, I'm just listen. I'm not trying to make fun of any of anything. Honestly, it's just to my ears, right? It sounds like you all are still stuck in like the 1700s, where it's like, well, we only live to be like 40, so might as well have a kid when you're 9.
To be fair, my family, yeah.
Oh no!
I'm the oldest man in my family.
Oh no.
Yeah, biologically, I've got my granddad, but he's, yeah, he's remarried, so.
Chili. It's just like I'm the oldest guy in my family. Chili.
I am.
You're taking care of yourself. You need to live to be 187.
What do you know? That's what Chili is going to do. He's going to be doing podcasts when he's in a retirement home.
I'm going to be, welcome to a retirement home cast. Where we talk about Final Fantasy 21, because it's been that long. It took 7 years for 15, so yeah. Final Fantasy 21.
All the remakes as well, so.
Yeah. We're just getting a remaster of 7. It's coming out next year. It plugs straight into your eyeballs.
So you fucking Chili's gonna outlive me.
Nah, I'm not.
The youngest here. To be fair, a lot of people gonna outlive.
But yeah. What we were talking about before that. Final Fantasy. The glamour tracer system is increasing. Yay. You will now have more glamour spots.
Maybe I should start glamouring.
Yeah, you should. I still want to do that 24-man raid where everyone's dressed as Vegan Pete, though. Why haven't we done that yet?
Vegan Pete. Sorry.
Flatus, why haven't we done that as an FC event yet?
Yeah, Flatus, why haven't we done it as an FC event yet?
We'll throw it on the list.
It was one of the first things announced as a plan that we wanted to do. What list?
Yeah.
Are you going to check it twice?
Yeah, we have a list.
Oh my god.
That means nothing's going to get done. There's no list.
No, there is a list. There's a list of shit.
I can't wait to see this list one day. Probably not.
We won't.
Can't see
to talk about early age birth. We're going to go around, we cover every topic. Hell, we even had a part where Popotos were having sex, so, you know. Everything is covered in Moogle Go Round.
What's, like, two French fried taters getting roughed up with one another.
I like to get a bit of baked potato before it happens.
Why are they getting high first? I like my potatoes baked off their face and they don't remember a thing.
Keep your jacket potato on. Always put the jacket on.
I want them bong rib potatoes.
Now we're banned from Twitch.
Nah.
Banned from Twitch, guys. Yeah, well, welcome to everybody next week. Moogle Around will be live from Mixer.
Moogle Go Around live from Pornhub.
Hell yeah.
We'll be the most watched shit on Pornhub.
I'm sure it's someone's fetish. I don't want to know it, but I'm sure it is.
I don't want to know it, but I know it is.
Probably the biggest biggest viewers in Ireland.
Sausage McContin gets mashed.
No, I like the fact that one of the Lalafels I was talking to at the event decided that she wanted to now name their next kid Strawberry after meeting Sausage McContin.
Aww.
Yeah, so.
You're going to have an illegitimate child.
Wait, what did I just come back into? I looked at chat for 1 minute, didn't think what you said, and now Chili's having a kid. What the fuck.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Gamer says, I know some people that will be into it. I bet you do.
Yeah, I know some people will be into chili spawning more potato children.
That's a horrible, horrible thought.
No, it's
Broughton.
You've met me in real life, Flaz. You know.
Yeah, I do know.
I am small and fat.
I mean, who isn't, honestly?
What's that, sorry?
Who isn't?
That's true.
Everybody's small and fat.
Man, I still remember the...
small and fat. You're small and tiny. If you're small and tiny, I'm throwing you up on my shoulder.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta lose weight so I can be small and tiny. So I can be on your shoulder.
Alright.
Yay! Life goals.
Oh, boy.
Boy, oh boy.
So, Paul, have you had any messages from our owner, Jeff the Drunk Seagull?
So, look, nothing on my desk just yet. Maybe it's in the drawer. Well, okay, found one.
Okay, sweet.
We got squawk, 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 chili, squawk, mm-hmm. Twawk, squawk, squawking,
mm-hmm.
And Paul needs to left the drink.
Okay.
Why was that the only part in English?
Because he learned English halfway through, I guess. He just wrote it with a pen. Or he just found it on the floor. I don't know. Seagulls. They'll murder us in eventually.
Yeah. Mm. At least those English lessons are going to get used, though.
Yeah.
Right.
So, what should we do? We're nearly... It's not anything to talk about.
There ain't really. We have, like, Flaz here, and, like, he's not drunk. I'm not drunk. We don't have, like, actually Hills Like Tank here, and they're not drunk either, so, you know.
Yeah.
That's the last time we had any of them on. Oh, fucking pissed.
Well, no, the problem is that I want to talk about Final Fantasy because we've been really good. As I said before, the last few weeks, we've talked all about the game, but it's dead, Jim.
There's nothing to talk about. Like, you want to talk about it, but there's nothing to talk about.
There isn't, like, any.
That's the problem when it comes to, like, the end of an expansion, is that there is nothing. Like, and then, like, I feel bad, like, don't listen to me. I can talk about any video game.
Well, yeah.
So like anytime like a little bit of news comes out, all the fucking content creators flock to it and they sup off the teat until it's nothing left.
It's
and
true.
It's like there's news. and I don't want to say I'm like an asshole, but everyone's got the same opinion about it. Everyone's gonna be like, oh, we're gonna get 200 more fucking spaces in the glamour. That's great. Of course it's great. No one's going to say that's terrible.
That's shit. We wanted 201. Fuck you, Square.
Yeah. I got cucked by a Yoshi P again.
The problem is though, people are like, oh my god, we've got 200 spaces, but when the expansion launches and people start using it, they'll be, oh my god, there's not enough space. I need more.
More space.
And then there'll be videos, like reaction videos on, oh my god, we need more space, how dare you use Yoshi P's.
Yeah. Also, if anything, this episode gave us cucked by Yoshi P.
Hey, it's still a better story than Game of Thrones.
Wait a fucking minute.
You be dissing
on my Jon Snow with my fucking Daenerys, you know.
Yeah,
I've never watched it, but I've heard so many things that this season's not as great as the previous ones.
You've won a...
It's like
a movie.
Oh no, then the movie's not doing great.
But, like, Paul, just because it's like a movie doesn't mean it's going to be good. You've got Endgame, good movie. Got Detective Pikachu.
Nah,
pretty good movie.
I don't know what you're on about. It didn't stick to the comics. It's fucking trash.
Right, Detective Pikachu. Pretty good movie.
I don't know. I said it yet.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. Nightmare fuel.
Yeah. Although they stated that they're going to fix him. They're like, we're going to make it right. I'm like, uh-oh.
We're going to fix him. We're going to make him into...
Also, Jim Carrey is just trying to be the new Ace Ventura, I think. It's not Dr. Robotnik. It's like Ace Ventura 3, but that's the way he acts. Wait,
did you say Jim Carrey is trying to be the new Ace Ventura? Jim Carrey is going to try to be the new Ace Ventura. Alrighty then.
Well then. Chili's gone. Chili fucking just like left. He was like, nah, I'm done. Too fucking late for this shit.
Uh oh.
Look where you're going down with ladders.
Did Chili just leave? Did Chili laugh so hard he got himself out of here?
He's still in Discord, but he's just pure silent. He's gone.
Oh no. Well, it's better than what I just saw on Twitter. someone in a store just saw toilet paper rolls, and somebody they put a review on the front end of the plastic that was from Janet 49 from Kent, and I'm assuming Kent is in the UK, right?
That's in London, yes.
All right.
Actually, they're in Kent
right now.
Do you want to know what Janet's review is of this toilet paper?
Go then.
Really cleaned my anus.
I feel like we should wrap Moogle around on that.
How do you end Moogle around? Really cleaned my anus. just so you know, I'm not fucking lying about it. I said it to both of you. Janet from Kent.
When you say Janet, I just think of, what you call it, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. Damn it, Janet.
Yeah.
You pooped yourself
again. Well done, Janet. Well done.
Clean your butthole, Janet.
That's a really good toilet paper. Clean my anus.
Really
clean.
Give it 3 sheets out of 5.
Really clean my anus. While Yoshi peas over there. Yeah. While Yoshi peas over there bodying our butt cheeks with Shadowbringers news.
Well, we can't really blame him, because obviously, you know, he doesn't want to give like everything. It's like, oh, here, let me just give you the full fucking story synopsis of what you're going to go through. You know, I want to be surprised when it comes to, you know, to fucking Storm. Storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, Storm. Shadowbringers, I mean. And honestly, I'm fine with just talking about random shit for like a couple of weeks, because it's going to be out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready.
The 24th is going to be crazy.
So, yeah, be awesome. Let's wrap it up now, I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be going for an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's wrap it like a potato.
Yeah, wrap it up. Always be protected and wrap it up.
Yeah.
What
did you call it?
I guess.
Johnny coat? What is it?
So, a rubber Johnny?
Rubber Johnny.
Rubber Johnny.
On your dick.
That's right. Rubber. Can I get a suit for the gentleman?
So, Flatus, have you got any shout-outs? So how can they contact you?
You can call me at... you can reach us at maelstromradio.com. That's our website. You can find us on twitch.tv/maelstromradio. That's where we're going to be streaming this Saturday. Me and Saferot from The Crucible are going to be talking about Blitzball and shit. Maelstrom Radio's back, baby!
Yay!
It's back.
With a new cast of people.
No. Shin's still here, just Shin's still on his hiatus, but...
We miss him. I hope you're doing well, Shin.
Yeah, we love him. We love Shin. He's doing okay. So, and... We'll be back. The whole team will be back.
The whole snake will be back.
Yeah,
the snake.
The snake. Yeah,
the whole snake.
Yeah, the whole snake will be back. Yeah. Rise of the whole snake.
Why did Flash seem like he's in the fire? I don't know.
But there you go. So that's what's going on with me. We love and miss everybody.
Is there anything else you're gonna be doing for the charity? Is there any other charity work that you can talk about now? Like, are you gonna be streaming?
Yes. So there's gonna be a stream from me, streaming just maybe pirate games or some shit. Me and Safe are going to play Blood Bowl 2 with our respective teams with all the character names. And I'm going to be a Chaos team because Black Abyss. Safe is going to be Ishgard. He's going to be a vampire.
that's what he basically is IRL anyway, so it's great.
Yeah.
So, Paul, have you got any shout-outs? How can I contact you?
Well, takes glasses off, looks at the screen gently. You can. That was the fucking ERP. That was really disgusting. Sorry. You can find me at PaulMetal1 on Twitter. If you really want, I guess. Or you can just message Moogaround at Moogaround because I use that Twitter as well to look at stuff. And yeah, you can't really find me anywhere else because I'm literally nowhere else. But I do have shout-outs, obviously, for all the content creators that are doing, the fundraiser. So that's like She Heals, I Tank, Gather Together, Musecast, Melstrom Radio, Phoenix Noun. If I'm forgetting anyone, please help me. Did I forget anyone?
I don't think... Oh, Crucible. Did you say Crucible?
No, I didn't say Crucible. So, and Crucible. I think that's everyone, actually. So, I'm lucky because I have everything up on my screen. So you've got Black Abyss, you've got Musecast, Merchant Radio, us, obviously.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
You're the one that set it up. I didn't even know it until you told me. I was like, huh? What are we doing?
When?
What?
Where am I? How many children has Chili had?
Not enough.
And then you got Crucible, you got Gather Together, you got Phoenix Down, you have She Heals I Tank, and Aether Media. Aetherflow Media, I think that was. I can't see the actual thing because my eyes. Yeah, Aetherflow Media.
Yeah.
So yeah, go check them all out and go see what they're doing in the fundraisers. Go follow them on Twitter, go follow them on Twitch. Don't know if they're doing any streams or anything. I know that we're going to be streaming a shit ton because I want to do something for charity for once. Because all these people already do shit done for charity, aka like extra life and stuff. Well, I don't really do that much. Chili does a whole lot more than me. So a big shout out to Chili because he does a lot of charity stuff. So
round of applause. I need to find a way to top last year's thing though. I thought about eating the whole Carolina Reaper, but the people at PDR told me I shouldn't.
Can I tell you that I said I'd do it, and then Maelstrom Radio, like both Shin and Dylan, were like, "Don't do that." I was like, "No, that's cool. I'll go get a couple of Carolina Reaper." They're like, "Please don't do that." I was like, "No, it's fine. We'll make so much money." They're
but
like,
don't
no, please
worry.
Don't. Please don't do that.
But not, don't worry. Now that I'm doing the content creator extra life on my own this year, by the way, you can go check out the link I've got on my PSU. I haven't actually advertised it all once. I might do that as a goal because nobody can stop me if I'm the only one that's doing it. Nobody but me can stop me.
Hey, Chili, you might want to grab some of that toilet paper because I heard it.
And if you see red, I would call an ambulance.
Oh no.
I've done it before, trust me. It's painful when there's a little bit of vomiting.
What? Vomiting?
Yeah.
Ooh. Chili.
But I got a free dinner, so.
What?
A friend bought some online for because he's a chef, and he dared me to eat one. And he's like, he'll pay for my food for the day if I ate one. So I did. So I got free food. I couldn't taste the food.
I couldn't fucking taste it. So, yeah, I
couldn't even shit. And my anus was on fire later. Just complete.
Yeah, as I in was, the words like, I used on Twitter at the time, I was pooping Hadoukens.
Yeah. It's like the devil kissed my anus.
He was fucking like sending me stuff. I was like, what the fuck?
Anyway, I want to do a shout out to everyone that's watching right now. Thank you for joining us. A shout out to KK McLeod because she joked about the fact that my character looks like Princess Chili. My favourite glamour.
Wait, is this the KK?
Yeah, KK McLeod.
KK, a day ago, donated $5.05.
Oh, thank you.
You got a cheat over, so we raised $10.
Thank you, KK McLeod. So we now have two donors for the Sea Chocobos. Susan Sprinkles and KK McLeod. Thank you. Remember, if you want to donate, there's a link down below. Please have a look. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you want to. You know, it's just joining us is what matters. I'll be streaming for Tasty Peach Studios on Saturday, so please go check out twitch.tv/TastyPeachStudios. With me, Wrist, Skage, and Sayo Mayo. So yeah. For anyone that remembers old Phoenix Down Radio, Sam May used to be a host on Phoenix Down before I joined.
Yeah.
So. He used to be a host here.
Yeah.
Just moving on, huh?
Yeah.
Can I ask, if I read you a list of words, can I get your thoughts on it real quick?
Okay, sure.
Deep sea goat's milk.
Deep sea goat's milk. It sounds like it sounds like giant's milk, honestly. Like gives you like special powers of the sea.
Can I read you the description of what this thing is?
One second. Yes. I'm for some reason I'm just thinking of a goat that's been scuba diving and it's produced milk.
Bloop. Like this goat's in the Mariana Trench. Bah!
It's a way to get the milk fresh.
Yeah. I'm talking about that deep sea goat's milk.
So what's the fucking meaning of this?
It makes the best goat's cheese.
Yeah, and this thing says rejuvenate and moisturize your skin with the nectar of the goats.
Having sex with the goat?
No. But deep sea. You're deep sea in that goat. Chili, was the last time you deep sea the goat? Made it milk.
So yeah, you can find me at MGR_Chili.
And get where your goat needs from.
You can find all your goat needs from Jilly at Milky Boy.
Sausage content.
Yeah.
But yeah, MGR_Chili, remember that I've announced that if we've reached 100 followers, which we did as soon as I announced it, and we stay at 100 followers at the end of May, I want to keep us at 100. If we drop down below 100, this... You know, we have to start again. I'll give out a whale mount. Mm-hmm. So. Or something of equal value. So if you already have the whale mount and you want something else.
Last time someone did that, someone lost an arm and a brother and a leg.
What? In that order?
Alchemy and like, you know, you did the...
No, my arm! No, my brother! Oh no, I've also lost my leg!
The Auric brothers.
Hello, Arm. Hello, Brav. I've lost you. Milking goats.
Capricorn.
Nothing. Okay, Chili, where else can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me at twitch.tv. It's Fiercely Live. Twitch.tv is Moogle Go Around Radio. Go check out twitch.tv. So Shields of Tank, twitch.tv, Musical Sex with Me. Go check out twitch.tv. Merchant Radio. All the stuff. Go buy that toilet roll. It cleans your butthole. Till next time.
Go. Keeps your butthole nice and tight.
There you go.
Tidy.